Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every week and break bread with you. Amen. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they also see assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leads are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and a senior pastor, Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible study every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday evening. The Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and the website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Rebuild me better.
Hallelujah. I just want to be better. That should be our daily confession. Better than yesterday. Better than before. I want to be more like you, God. Everything we do, our intentions should always to bring glory to God. Make us better, God. Make us more like you. Because the more that we're like you, the better we are. The more that we are like you, God, the better we are. Hallelujah. Well, thank you once again for calling in this glorious, beautiful, magnificent day that the Lord has made. Amen. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I realize we're coming to the end of the month of August, but we actually have quite a few family members whose birthdays are in August. My wife and I were sitting down one day and said, you know what, we just going to have to take a day to make a birthday calendar for everybody in the family. Glory to God. We have certain months where there are so many in just one month. Hard to keep track of, amen. But we'll segue into this. Tomorrow, August the 28th, is my wife. My real, my first love, my high school sweetheart, my best friend. Her birthday tomorrow, glory to God. So we thank God for another year. August the 28th. Another year. Thank God for my wife, Stephanie. We're going to be celebrating her birthday tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's get into the word. I'm going to do more of a reminder. In the form of Bible study. We're going to study the word this morning. Amen. Coming out of the book of St. John 17th chapter, we're going to start at verse 4. St. John 17th chapter, starting at verse 4. This is Jesus speaking. Actually, This chapter 17, St. John 17 chapter, is actually the Lord's Prayer. I know we've been taught that the Lord's Prayer is in St. Matthew's, the sixth chapter, where Jesus is actually teaching them how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He started off by saying, in this manner, or as to say, just like this, or this is the way, this is how to pray. So he was teaching them how to pray. But St. John chapter 17 is actually the Lord's Prayer. It's actually when Jesus is actually praying to the Father. As a matter of fact, let's look at verse 1. St. John 17, chapter verse 1. And it reads, "These words spake Jesus." So right there we're laying the foundation of who's speaking. "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven." So picture that. Picture Jesus speaking and lifting his eyes up to heaven. "And said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee." So this is the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. Because he lifted up his eyes to heaven in reference to God his Father and honoring him. So we're going to drop down to verse 4. Just want to establish that this is the Lord's Prayer. Verse 4 reads, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word." Now we're going to go over to verse 17. And it reads, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them with thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." Now we're going to turn to Hebrews. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12. And it reads, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now let's go back to St. John 17, verse 19. And it reads, "And for their sakes I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." The title of the message this morning is "Sanctified Through the Truth." sanctified through the truth. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you, God. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, for giving us new mercies, God, more sufficient grace, God, another chance to represent and glorify you, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, God, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning, God, to equip us, to encourage us, to enlighten us, God, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, giving us instructions and directions, God, strategies for our assignments to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. Your word that is true. Your word that is faithful. Your word that is just. Your word that is merciful. Thank you for your word, God. Your word that saves, that heals, that delivers, that sets us free, God. And thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, God, taking the sins of the world, God, for him being crucified, God. And thank you, Father, for even allowing him to go to hell, God. Hallelujah. And taking the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all power. But you didn't leave him there, God. Thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power. Hallelujah. And then he delegating that power to us, saying, this power that I have, I now give unto you. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And wherever you go, I'm with you. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his precious, sinless, powerful blood. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Hallelujah. And thank you for you, God. Almighty God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth. Thank you for considering us, God. For calling us your own, God. For adopting us into your family, God. Through your son, Jesus. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to make it personal, to apply to our lives, God. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are. Get your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sanctified through the truth. As I was praying, I was reminded that we want to keep our family in prayer. We're celebrating the life of our uncle, Eugene. Mentioned last week that we were praying for his recovery. He went on to glory, amen. And there's no doubt whatsoever of where he is. We know that he's in heaven. Glory to God. I just want to keep our family lifted up in prayer. We go through this time of bereavement. Amen. Well, let's continue in the word. Jesus was praying and he was asking God to glorify him to the place where he was before the world was formed. Now, last week, we saw that Jesus is the Word of God. St. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14, that's St. John, the first chapter, verse 1. And St. John, the first chapter, verse 14 says that, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. So when we look at that, at the Word being in the beginning, and then the Word being made flesh, being the only begotten of the Father. And then in St. John, the third chapter, verse 13, it reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So God gave his Word. God gave his only begotten Son. God gave us Jesus. So in the beginning, Jesus was with God. Matter of fact, let's look at Psalms. Psalm 119, verse 160. Psalm 119 and verse 160. And it reads, this is David speaking. Says, thy word is true. We can preach on that in itself. Thy word is true. He's talking to God. He says, God, your word is true from the beginning. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Now this from the beginning, there are two beginnings. There's one beginning where in Genesis, first chapter, verse 1, it reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. So that's one beginning. Because in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then in verse 3, it reads, and God said, let there be light. So that was the start of the beginning of the creation of heaven and earth. That's one beginning. Then we just read another beginning in St. John 1st chapter. St. John 1st chapter verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, this puts this particular beginning is not talking about the beginning of creation. Because when we look at Psalms chapter 119 verse 160, it reads, thy word is true from the beginning. Thy word is true from the beginning. The beginning, this beginning actually has no starting place. Because from everlasting to everlasting, there's no start and there's no end. This beginning that David is speaking of is the same thing that Jesus was speaking of in St. John 17 chapter, verse 5, when he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee. But the key thing is what's next. It says, before the world was. So this is a different beginning. This beginning is not the beginning of creation. Because Jesus, he put emphasis on before the world was. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the world. But Jesus is saying, glorify me in that place where I was before the world was. That's what Jesus is asking of the Father. Before the world was. See, Jesus knew that his time on this earth was coming to an end. So he was getting to a place where he knew that his time would be up. His assignment will be accomplished. His destiny will be fulfilled on this earth. So knowing that, He said, Father, when I leave this earth, put me back in that place where I was before I left to come to this earth. Glory to God. Because his teaching was, he was in this world, but not of this world. That's the kingdom mindset that he had. So he was teaching those who he was called to have that same mindset, that same mentality. It even says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Who, though he was the Son of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Why? Because it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he wasn't usurping his authority. He was saying, God, put me back in that place where I was before I came to this earth. That's the mindset we should have. And then he said in verse 16, St. John 17, those whom you have given me, Father, this is what he said about them. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. How could that be? Because we know where he came from. He came from the Father. So we know that he's not of this world. But then he went on to say, they are not of the world also, even as I am not of the world. See, it's not about the natural aspect of it. It's not about the physical, but there's another reality. And that other reality is called eternity. That's what Jesus was trying to get them to understand. We're not supposed to be living in a natural sense, because there's a beginning and there's an ending in the natural sense. But he was trying to get them to understand that there's another reality. Not this reality that has a beginning and an end. Because he himself realized that in this world, even I have an ending. That's what Jesus was saying. But after my life ends in this world, he knew that it didn't stop there. Glory to God. So after my life has ended in this world, put me back in that place where I was before I came into this world. Glorify me, Father, as I have glorified you. That's what Jesus was asking him. Then he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Well, what he was saying here, sanctify, he wasn't saying cleanse them or purify them. He was saying separate them. This word sanctify means to separate from a profane to a sacred use, to consecrate. For God's holy use. Separate them from the world. That's what he was saying. Use them for your glory. Set them apart. Reminds me of if you've been following me for some time, you know one of my favorite scriptures. Romans 12 chapter, verses 1-2, where it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Separate. Yourself from the world. If, emphasis on if you claim to be a Christian, if you claim to be a believer, if you claim to be born again, if you claim to be saved, there should be a difference between you and someone who is not saved. There should be a difference, strategic difference. Not even close to similarity. That's why Jesus was saying, sanctify them, separate them, set them apart from the world through thy truth. There's only one thing that can separate us from the world, and that's through the word of God, through the truth. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. So in order to be separated from the world, we must be in the word. In order to be separated from the world, we must be in the word. Because the word is Jesus. And Jesus said, they are not, even as I am not